So we're still in
Torremolinos.
So that's the suburb just outside of Malaga, where we're going to be flying out tomorrow. We thought we'd do a, what we haven't done before, sort of a top 10. Or it's not really top 10.
You called it tops and bottoms.
Tops and bottoms. And I guess to finish off, what did we do today? Is there sort of our last day? And
oh, we just took in the town and walked along the beach.
Mm-hmm. So it's great. Oh, can't really call it a boardwalk. It's just a,
yeah, it's a nice street sidewalk.
Along the side of the road. Sorry, street along the side of the beach. You get to look out over the Mediterranean.
There's a lot of people, so you get to watch people. We went for a nice lunch.
All sorts of different languages coming down the street.
Yeah.
You sit there long enough, you hear all the European languages.
That's right. So anyways, just nice chilling day.
Right. So we're just looking back at the trip and saying, what's the top or the bottom? And we'll start with accommodation.
Mm-hmm. So we were comparing notes, I guess, earlier today. And we're like, oh, what was your top accommodation? And what was your worst one?
So what was your top one?
I guess overall my top accommodation was Malaga.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What'd you like about it?
Location, location, location.
Mm-hmm.
And it was top of the third floor of a building, but there was an elevator.
Really?
But there was an elevator if you wanted to.
Yeah.
It looked like you were getting to a closet of something, but it was nice and cozy. And anyways, I enjoyed that accommodation, and especially before the location.
Hmm. I agree it was in the top, and I'd say Nerja to me was also quite nice. I like Nerja. So it was the first time, I guess, the first stop we had, and so I liked it. I'd have to say the only one I was a little bit fishy on of all of the ones was Cordoba.
Yes.
Which puts it at the bottom.
Yeah, Cordoba was at the bottom just because of the neighborhood, I guess, it was in.
And it had a smell to it, too.
It had a smell
to it. It was like a smoker's.
Yeah. And the apartment was fine. The apartment itself was fine. It had everything we needed. It was like a one-bedroom apartment.
I'd have to say it had the best bed.
It has the best bed, but the worst everything else overall. Yeah. And
well, the kitchen was fine. The accommodation, like once we closed the door, but the smell. And then, of course, there was that large amount of mold in the bathroom, too. So made it rough. But okay, so we agree that that was the...
Yeah, so we hit two there by talking about the accommodation and the actual bed.
Right.
Top meal and bottom meal.
So we have to guess preface this. We don't spend a lot of money on food. We try not to hit restaurants that are, you know, selling $100 bottle of wine and stuff like that.
Right.
That's not what we're into. So when we're traveling, we're econo travelers. Budget travelers. So I guess if we look at our meals, what we had a 30-something euro?
The most expensive meal, I don't remember which one, but the price was 36 euro 80.
Right.
And that would have been a dinner, and that would have included a full bottle of wine.
Right.
And a meal for two people. So,
yeah, not expensive at all. And these are the bottles that would have been, if you're buying them at the Depanneur, they would have been 4, 5, 6 euros bottles. But they were, I mean, tasty. I guess if it was in Canada, you'd see them around $16, $18 Canadian.
In the liquor store.
In the liquor store.
In a restaurant.
Yeah,
you'd
in a restaurant.
You'd pay like $60, $70 easy.
Yeah.
So
that was...
So the top meal, we didn't say what it was because we just prefaced by.
Right. So I've got a couple, but I'm going to start with the one where we had a meal associated with the apartment owner, and that was in...
La Linea,
right. So where we were staying, he had mentioned if you're going to stay, you can get a free bottle of wine by going to this restaurant. And the bottle of wine was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Bottle of wine was served at the right temperature.
Yes.
And then the meal that I had was the chicken strip
burger
yeah. with French fries. So that's my top of the top. And then I'd have to say the salad that I had this afternoon was the second best one.
Both included crispy chicken. I wonder. I forget what I said earlier about my best meal.
Yours was in Cordoba in the evening.
Cordoba in the evening?
Yes, we went. You said, you have to pick the restaurant now. And so I had the flamenquin. Oh, yeah.
Flamenquin. And I had grilled zucchini with this
brie.
Big type or of brie. Kind of thing. Cheese on it with some honey. Yeah, that was...
And of course, having the flamenquin on the side.
The flamenquin on the side. And
it added to the value of your
yes.
simple zucchini meal.
So that was a good one, but I had the two restaurants, the Redonda in Erja, where we had this tapas.
Right.
The first time, that was really good. And then the tapas the first night in Malaga, where we had the surprise five tapas. Right.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Right. So both of those tapas restaurants. And did we have a bad? Yeah, okay. I guess when it comes to...
The bottom meal. For me, it was the one lunch we had when we stayed in Granada. We were staying in a pueblo, kind of outside Granada, and Monachil. And we had a lunch. It was just croquettes. Supposed to be pork croquettes and chicken croquettes. I don't know what we got, but it didn't taste anything like chicken or whatever. So that was terrible.
So we later on TV saw a guy making croquettes, right? He was mm-hmm. like a chef cooking these up, and they're blending cheese and something else and something else and spices and then the cooked meats. And then you're basically making a paste, and that paste is then scooped, dipped mm-hmm. and breaded and all that jazz, and then deep fried.
Yeah.
So those are what croquettes are like. And if you think of size, they're like the maybe large size of a tater tot, kind of those yeah, potato that's right. things that we mm-hmm. have. Same shape. They're in a barrel shape. And they can be probably excellent if they're well breaded mm-hmm. and cooked properly. We just were at a local
snack bar, the only thing open when we wanted to have lunch that day. It was just, it was terrible.
So it was probably more of a beer hall than it was a place to eat. Mm-hmm. But that was basically our only choice unless we got in the car and drove away.
Yeah.
And it was probably 20 to 25 minutes to go someplace else.
That's right.
So. Bathroom?
Yeah, the best bathroom was in a restaurant for me, and I can't remember which restaurant it was, but it was all fancy, reflective, subway tiles.
Yeah, it was in Malaga.
Oh, I thought it was before that. But anyways, it was in a restaurant. It was really fancy, reflective. I'm like, wow, this is really cool. And it was clean. Not a lot of clean bathrooms in Spain that we've seen. I mean, they were all free for the most part, which usually in Germany, for example, or France, you have to pay to go to the bathroom, which we didn't have to do very much here, but...
Once you went to the one at the...
It was in a mall.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I can't remember exactly what that bathroom was, but it was very fancy. The tile, it was everywhere, ceiling, all walls. It was just wonderful.
It looked nice. And for me, it was this brand new McDonald's that we went to when we landed in Granada. And I don't know how many weeks old this McDonald's was, but it was really, it felt really new. Everything was just brand spanking new. So the bathroom was perfect. And the one thing here for men's bathrooms and women's bathrooms, it's the symbol of a man and a woman, the international stick man. But quite often they'll cross their knees sort of thing.
So yes.
They'll look.
We saw that today.
A little humor added to the symbol. And do we say worst? So most are worst, right?
Best, worst bathroom, worst. It'd have been the one at the bus station in La Linea. That was pretty bad.
I'd say the bus station. Yeah, no, the one was worse was in Malaga, the bus station in Malaga, for the guys anyways.
Well, you hit that one at the end of the day when it was not clean. I went in the morning and it was...
No, I'd gone after. And okay. We'd gone there first when we booked the ticket and then when we were leaving. And both times it was freshly clean, but still very sketchy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Top wine.
Well, I'll let you start with that one.
Top wine for me was a restaurant we hit for lunch when we arrived in La Linea a couple days ago. And it was late lunch again, and we were hungry after a bus ride. And I had a glass of rosé with my meal, and it was so good. It was probably a house wine. I didn't see the bottle, but I ended up having two glasses of that wine. It was mm-hmm. so good.
And so, the temperature outside was 17 sort yeah. of thing. So it wasn't like it was a hot summer's day and it just hit you right. Like you had.
But it still hit me right.
But it wasn't because it was such a hot day.
No. It was just that good. Mm-hmm. And I guess the second one was, you're probably going to talk about that one.
Yeah, and always a great wine is a free wine. So
that's right. We're budget traveler.
But it was still a nice little wine, and it was served at the right temperature, and just it was a nice red wine.
It was worked. In La Linea again. Mm-hmm. So we were there just two nights, and we end up having the best wines of the whole trip.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And they were just down the street from each other.
Yep. That's right.
Like 50 feet from each other on the same street, these yeah. two restaurants.
There's no worse wine because it was all good. Like, mm-hmm. yeah.
And stuff we were buying was like six euros. Yeah, 6 euros. So we found a corkscrew in every place that we went mm-hmm. that we needed it. So, yeah. And there's not a single cap. They all have corks.
Most of them. Yeah.
I didn't see any of them.
I did. Okay. I did see, but a couple of places, the ones that had the twist off were French wines, which was defeated the purpose. Mm. But anyways.
Okay.
Top city and bottom city.
Okay.
Like general assessment of the city. Like,
I felt Malaga, obviously the largest city. It feels a lot like you're in a metropolitan city mm-hmm. where when we dropped into some of these smaller towns, it felt like we were dropping into Pakenham or, you know,
yeah.
like you could tell there, it just doesn't have the number of people to have all of the services and all of the things that go on in a city that make it interesting. So Malaga for me.
Oh, yeah. Malaga for me too.
Okay.
Just because for a couple of reasons, I guess we spent a little more time there than any other places. And mm-hmm. we were, again, it's about location. And we were right downtown and we were like part of the action and we can go anywhere and see something. And just the museums was just like 200 meters away. Like the yeah. cathedral, everything was so close. It was just wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. So bottom city, Granada for me.
Right. We can call it gritty. Like when we were in Cordoba, where we were staying was gritty. But I thought the downtown wasn't quite like what Cordoba was and obviously not like what Malaga was. Linnea is not that wealthy of a city.
No.
It's on the edge of Granada and when we were, Gibraltar. And when we were coming back, there was hundreds of people that were passing us that have a special card or have the card that allows them to traverse the border very quickly. Mm-hmm. And there was a small break in the action. And I said, wow, you need to the border guard because we were waiting to get us processed through our passports. We had to stand in line for that. And I just said, you know, you see, how many of those do you see a day? And he said, well, there's 10,000 people that cross the border every day to go to work. So it's...
In Gibraltar.
Yeah. From the Spanish side into
yeah.
Into Gibraltar. So that's a large population transition
yeah.
per day. Yeah. Anyway, so that they're getting paid much better over there. We could tell the difference just on a beer. Mm-hmm. You know, you buy a beer in a, at a place in Gibraltar, and it's £8 versus if we bought it in La Linha, it was €6.
Oh my God, not that yeah. much. Was it €3?
No, but I mean for the two of them.
Oh, for two. For yeah, two yeah, beers, that's sorry. Right. So top city for both of us, Malaga. Bottom city was Granada for me. And you, you're saying, are you saying La Linha then?
Bottom? I'd have to say Granada.
Okay.
Or sorry, no. I keep getting the sounds wrong here. So Gibraltar. I was really disappointed with Gibraltar.
Oh, really?
As a city.
Wow.
It's compact. It's built up where it needs to be. But there's replicated towers. There's like 8-story or 12-story accommodation towers. And they're just printed out like chips on a circuit board. Like they're just, there's no really nice area of town. It just all seems to be haphazard. And I don't know. There was High Street and it was fine, but it was nothing compared to any of these other
Spanish cities.
Yeah. And I just thought it would be nicer than it was.
Oh. So maybe
the South Point is nice. Yeah. Maybe what the only part we really didn't get to see was mm-hmm. South Point. And, maybe it's nice.
I didn't expect you to say that because I guess I must have been caught up in the fact that it was British and everything else. So I didn't really think about not liking it. I don't know.
Right.
Anyways, best mode of transportation or worst?
So for me, it was the hiking
that we got to do. Hiking, the best mode of transportation.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's an the worst?
The worst. I'll let you do your best first.
For me, it was a cable car. Cable car going up to Gibraltar. That was the best.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
They said it was going to take 6 minutes to get up. It took 3. It was like...
We should have round-tripped that a couple of times.
I know. It was smooth. It was unusual. Just fun. Worst one?
Worst one, I'll put it this way. So when you're walking in Spain, you need to keep your eyes on the ground, on the sidewalk. Because the poop and scoop laws here don't seem to exist. It's only voluntary, it seems. And there's a significant amount of dog poop in every city. And people have dogs everywhere. So worst mode of transportation is walking.
So the best one is hiking, but the worst one is walking.
Yeah, you're out of the city. I mean, we did run into like goat poop and cow poop and on the trails. But, you know.
Yeah. Oh, don't forget the monkey poop.
And the monkey poop.
Worst for me, bus. The bus.
On the way, right?
On the way to Gibraltar. I mean, it's fine bus. Like, it's a coach bus. It was modern enough. And
big windows.
Big windows. And I mean, regular coach bus. I just hate buses, and I didn't think it was going to take 3 freaking hours to get there.
Right.
So,
and I found it completely the opposite, where the travel back, I didn't feel with a headache or anything like that.
No, I know.
I don't, maybe the bus driver made all the difference.
Yeah, maybe she was better.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Different bus driver going there and coming back.
So to me, the drive there, terrible. No.
Okay.
Best tour, like best attract, like I don't know how to say attraction, but best tour in terms of what we saw. Like, we saw a lot of museums, we went to a lot of places. We didn't save money on those things. Like, we went everywhere that we wanted to go, and we paid the fee to get in, and we just did everything we wanted to do. So what was your best tour?
I guess I'll say, because I didn't come up with a good answer for this, I'm going to say how the Gibraltar Pass really just let us do what we wanted to do. So there was everything on the rock, and we could get in everywhere just because we had bought the ticket and put it on our wrist, and QR code got us in everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was interesting to see and interesting for me to do. And my legs are paying for it today, but other than that.
Yeah, well, that's it's not a fair comparison to what I'm going to say because I kind of agree with you. But for me, the Pablo Picasso Museum in Malaga was like so fun. It was close to our hotel, but
it was... And we hit it at the perfect time. Like we got there, there was no lineup. They just sort of waved us in.
Yeah.
And so we came out and there's lineups and I'm like, oh, those we just hit it so perfect.
Yeah, but I mean, the story of his life that came with the paintings and the audio guide that came with it, and it was just like a nice, we spent like almost half a day in there, like 2.5 hours almost, I think. And it was just like a fun museum to do. So that was my top one. But of course, Gibraltar is Gibraltar, so can't, yeah. Worst tour?
Worst tour was the tour we did not get, which was the...
It's Malaga.
Malaga. We had signed up for Poncho, whatever, free tour. And we, you know, you say free tour, but in Lisbon last year, we had a really good example of a free tour. And you basically tip the person at the end. And we had gotten a lot out of that.
So oh, yeah.
We were expecting, you know, similar.
Yeah.
And when we show up and no one's there, that's just... And it's winter, okay, but no communication whatsoever from the company that, you know, we apologize for X, you know. So anyways, it was too bad about that. And do you have an alternative to that?
To the worst tour?
Yeah. I think some of the interesting things, too, for best tours is that if it was an audio guide, you could download the French version of it. I could have the English version, you could have the French.
And we got it on our phones and it was just great.
Right. So that's one of those positive things. Is it's like having a multilingual person as your tour guide. So
yeah. So I guess the last category is like best surprise or worst surprise.
Right. So when we were traveling, we had had breakfast, but you deemed it a requirement to come and get a coffee. So we picked a spot. This was...
Outside Granada.
Was this after we'd gotten to the olive place?
Yes.
So we had already had like a touch of olive oil and I said, well, here's a town that has a cafe. So we pulled off the four lanes into the mountain and got to a town, parked in a gravel pit overlooking a smokestack that didn't have any factory around it. It was really, it was tipping too. Mm-hmm. So it was a wonder it hadn't fallen over. But we go up into the town and there's this restaurant cafe and it's called Churro Churro something cafe. And I was surprised, but you decided coffee and churro instead of just coffee.
Well, I was seeing these people ordering churros. I'm like, it was almost noon, so time for a little snack. I'm like, I'll order a snack. So I ordered this churro, and it was on the menu said half or full. I'm like, there's two of us. We need the full thing, not knowing what I was getting. And
we had about a 4-foot-long strip.
Paul was surprised because
spooled up.
I did this while you were in the bathroom too. So Paul comes back from the bathroom, like, what the heck is this? And the town was called Alcaudete. So it was somewhere between Granada and Cordoba.
Right.
And it was very good. And my coffee was good. You had tea.
And they had to give us each a little packet of sugar, probably four times as much as what you'd get with a cup of coffee. And we just poured it on the plate. And then dipped as we tore off this churro.
Yep.
So then...
The worst surprise?
The worst surprise. Are you going to go back to your lunch?
Oh, my lunch. Lunch in La Linea yesterday.
So a nice little place. They've got seats out in the middle of the street that's a walking-only street. And just like all the other restaurants. And so we sit down because you had seen the menu before and sat down and said, yeah, let's have something to eat. So
first thing we order, I wanted they have a really good cider here in Spain. It's called Ladrón de Manzana. And so I ordered that. Well, they don't have
No, sorry.
So that we don't have it today. I'm like, it's a Saturday. So, okay. And then we ordered something else. And then for food, I wanted the gazpacho. Oh, no, we didn't have it. They didn't have today. So anyways, four things I wanted to have on the menu, they didn't have. Like I hit all the stuff they didn't have, I hit them all. They didn't have sparkling water. They didn't have coffee. So no soup and no cider. I was disappointed we stopped there.
And then the final place, final thing that we asked for was, can we have the machine?
Oh, we went to pay with a card. Oh, the machine didn't work. So we had to pay cash. It's a good thing we did have cash.
Yeah. I have to run off and get the ATM.
So that was the worst experience, I would say. Not surprised, but worst experience. I would like, stupid.
He was a nice enough guy, but
yeah,
just it was a comedy of errors.
Yeah.
All right, well, we've gone on long enough, maybe.
Yes, I think.
Positives, negatives. We're not quite done. We're going to have a bolt over to the airport tomorrow, and we still have Paris to do.
Yeah.
With our flight, we had booked a return originally, and it would have been leaving tomorrow morning on a 6:30 in the morning flight. And lo and behold, I think there's a transition going on with the systems that look after airlines. And because of that, they've reduced the number of flights. And I think our flight last night that was projected for tomorrow got canceled. And now they've put us on a flight that takes us to Paris after our connecting flight to Ottawa has already left. So now we've been forced to stay one extra night in Paris.
Correct.
So or see what that turns out to be. The weather is not going to be what we're used to. We'll probably freeze our patooties off here. So
that's okay. But in the meantime, it's 6 o'clock and it's time for aperitif.
There it is. We'll shut her down.
Ciao.